We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who Sucks Last coming up at first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com. You've got mail. As far as needing medical attention, guys, last Thursday I tripped on an upright spigot at work. Didn't think anything of it until a few hours later. Then I had a massive hematoma on my shin, which hurt like hell. Later on that evening, I couldn't sleep because it hurt so bad. Went to the hospital. This was about 2:30 in the morning. Friday morning, I was diagnosed with having atrial fibrillation.
That's how the doctor fibrillation. Said.
Are you okay, Miles?
They ran some tests, and I just had my first cardiologist appointment this morning. From what I'm told, it is a good thing. I'm already on the blood thinners because having atrial fib untreated could create blood clots in my heart. In the future, I get to do 2 weeks of a heart test and get to cut out a lot of other stuff from my diet. No alcohol, no smoking, and a big diet change. You name it. It's on the list. But I'd rather make the change than be in the ground. That from Drew.
Hang in there, Drew. It's gonna be, I emailed him back, so that's going to be tough, but you got it. And I agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
For the record, I disagree with our caller earlier that was like, I wouldn't want to have that surgery. Like, yeah, it's better than dying.
There's no surgery that anyone wants, but when they give you the alternative, you tend to take it.
Right, like for Drew, he's going to have to change his whole life, right? But even he's like, yeah, I'm happy I didn't die.
Right. Guys, hurt my left shoulder at work. Thought I had strained it at first. Kept getting worse every day. Couldn't do my job properly. So after 3 weeks of waiting on my job people to get their things aligned, I finally had an MRI. And it tore my rotator cuff on the top. Tore an area the size of a dime. Have a tendon that needs repaired. Bone spurs, calcium deposits removed. Be having surgery on August the 25th. It'll be easy to find me at the 20-year party. I'll be sporting a sling with my left arm tucked in. 3 to 4 months recovery. That from the Elk Plain Drifter.
Is anyone going to be at the 20th anniversary party in good shape?
I was about to say, do we need
neck
to keep a
braces,
count?
Braces, arm slings.
It's like Reno.
I'm going to have a patch over my eye.
Jesus.
I'm going to have one leg.
What's the over-under on cast? And I'm counting anything. Like, neck guy counts, arm in a sling counts. 5.5, I say.
All right.
I'm going 7.
You think so you're going to take the over on 5.5 people in either a cast, a sling, or a brace?
Yes. Yeah,
I'm taking the under.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right.
I'll take the under.
And it can't be just your run-of-the-mill knee brace because you're like me and you got a bum knee.
Birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, we'd love it if you could wish my daughter, Diana, happy birthday. She is 12 years old today. With Coach Ted giving her some advice on her first year of middle school and going out for the volleyball team. Also, some funny phrases from English Mike, if possible. She's blossoming into an amazing person. I can't wait to see what great things she will do and the person she will become. Much love from your grumpy but loving dad.
All right, first of all, happy birthday. Don't forget, 12's a good age there. Get into that burger joint Coach loves, and you demand the bottomless fries. Second of all, middle school, a little bit tougher than elementary. You'll get through there. You seem like a smart kid. Now, volleyball. I know a kid that's into volleyball. The key is to have that ball in your hands all the time. Whether you're fake setting it at home, dribbling it around, never let that ball out of your sight. Who cares if it annoys your parents?
And do not let the ball hit the floor. That is your goal.
In fact, we call that smashing that ball, we do. We don't have volleyball over here. We don't have a whole lot of sports other than just the good old football. But if you want to use your hands, you just go get it and have fun. Just don't hurt your face.
But tell us today,
I don't know what version of English it is. And I know he's been at the pub.
But he's not sober.
Abosh! I've been here since last night, I have.
And it's a beautiful day!
Bitches, today I joined the Double Nickel Club 55, a true classic. I'm not trying to rock the boat, Miles, 1970 alum. But I could use some jokes. With that being said, I had a dream with you guys in it last night. We were at Thrill's house.
Cool.
All you guys were there.
Yeah.
Thrill and I stepped onto the deck, and he had stacks of cash on the table. I asked him, what's up? He said it's payday, and I have everyone's money.
Shocking.
So he started passing out the payroll, then threw me a stack of cash. I asked him, what's this for? He replied, you'll find out.
Then he gave me a mouth hug.
Then the both of you started laughing. I guess I passed out on the couch, and I tend to talk in my sleep. So I guess you guys recorded it and used it for one of your shows. I asked you guys if it was defamatory. And again, you just said, you'll find out. All I can say is, I guess it is what it is. I guess it is what it is. We will find out. Keep on rocking, bitches, and I'll see you at the 20th anniversary party. That from Jaybird in A-Town, who probably will be in a cast as well. All right, some dad jokes. What is a moth's favorite style of beer? A moth's
A light one.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, yeah. Well done. Yeah.
All right.
Guys, I went to the public toilet and took a crap.
Yeah.
Did you have to bring it back?
Not sure whose it was.
Yes, guys.
What do you call a prostitute in all red?
A money maker.
Roho.
Well done. Well done.
And I accidentally bought fiber pills instead of vitamins.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll make do.
Make do.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking weather-wise.
Jesus. All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, who you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us, though, to determine out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And if you weren't with us at the top of the show, I pointed out all credit to the Ted Smith. As he says, Thrill, when you do Who Sucks Less, think about the kids. That is the way that he says a man, and he means it when he calls him kids. So today, like last week, Ted, just for you, we're thinking about the kids.
Hey, thanks, dude.
Yeah, you got it, man. And let us start. Well, the story that I believe our very own Mike Hawk will have for us later.
Yep.
It involves two people in New York State. They're being accused of driving a pickup truck with a child and a stroller in the truck's bed. The Cortland County Sheriff's Office said it received a report about the incident that happened at McGraw Elementary School the day prior. So understand, the two people involved, that would be Lisa Mabry and her father, Grady Mabry, they drove out of the school parking lot and onto the roadway with a young child who was in a stroller, unsecured, in the bed of a pickup truck. I believe that unsecured is the main point here. Both of them were arrested for endangering the welfare of a child. They were released on appearance tickets, are scheduled to appear in court later this month. So again, put a baby in a stroller, put the stroller in the bed of a pickup, don't secure it, and then start driving. Turns out, in New York State, like the other 49 states, can't do that. Not a good idea. What's terrifying is, it's the kid's mother and grandfather. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You have to have a license.
Somebody had to know better. I mean, how did the grandfather not know better? But it's his truck. But still, it's like.
I'm guessing upstate New York, his name's Grady.
I mean, look. I mean, you lived there. And there's a lot of loose living up there, but nobody's that. Like, people don't hate their kids. You still don't intentionally put them in danger. I don't get it. I'll always argue, if I need a license to fish, why don't you need a license to have a kid? We continue. Now, this involves, Ted, this will hit close to home. It involves the Little League World Series. So after he was sent home from his job at a private security firm at Little League headquarters, one Isaiah Randall, he texted his supervisor telling him, quote, "You guys better have heavy security after the S-bomb that you pulled today, because I will be back. Don't worry, it gets worse." Now, Randall, who's 20 years old, he sent the text to Donald Bollinger, that's a supervisor at Securitas, a private security firm for whom he worked. The company provides security for the World Series ESPN crew. Now, sometime after sending the text to his boss, Randall then posted on his Facebook page, quote, "Mass casualty event." And then he added a countdown timer, at which point it read, 1 day, 22 hours, 41 minutes. Randall then tagged ESPN, Little League, and Securitas so that each one received the post with the countdown. I know what you're thinking. This guy wanted to be caught. No,
He's just stupid. Now, it's unclear when he actually sent the text to his supervisor. Police said it was sent after Randall was sent home for committing a company policy violation. We do not know what that was, but he was sent home. And again, we don't even know if he was fired, because all through this, they just say he was sent home. Now, a warrant for his arrest was filed about noon yesterday. His dumbass was charged with 4 counts each of terroristic threats with the intention to terrorize another, terroristic threats causing serious public inconvenience and harassment. Now, Randall's statement and post, quote, caused Little League World Series to divert from normal operations, that according to Captain Trent Dunlap. He continues, quote, given the nature of this international event, we believe a serious and undeniable threat was made by Isaiah Randall towards Little League International, ESPN, Securitas, and all those attending the event. That's what they said in the charging document. He has been arrested, but again, he sent this not just to his boss, then posted it on Facebook, then tagged ESPN, then tagged Little League World Series, and then retagged the actual security governor. And again, he was trying not to get caught. Thank God this guy's an idiot. Now we go to Alabama. Police in Daphne, Alabama, they arrested a mother at a local hotel after they said she left her 2 children alone in a hotel room for 2 days. The youngest son is a nonverbal autistic child, 5 years old, and it was concerned hotel staff who called the police. Those employees told officers the 2 children, the 5-year-old and his 15-year-old brother, had been left unattended all day. Now, after speaking with them, police were eventually able to track down their mother, 33-year-old Hannah Smith of New Jersey, and speak with her on the phone. Now, police chief Brian Goldsby, he said, quote, eventually they were able to get the mom on the phone, who I think first claimed to be at the store, then later said she was in Tennessee. Keep in mind, this is taking place in Alabama. And then at some point, Atlanta got mentioned. In spite of all of that, officers contacted the Department of Human Resources, which decided to leave the children by themselves, thinking the mother was returning that night. Then the next day, staff at the hotel again called police after they said the autistic child ended up in the swimming pool. Now, police again responded, but this time they did not leave. The officers weren't just concerned for the children's safety. While they were there, they said they also learned that the kids were left with nothing to eat or drink. They did provide the kids with food and drink. Now, Smith was arrested and charged with 2 counts of endangering the welfare of a child, each carrying a $1,000 bond. After questioning her and hotel staff, police said it seems this was not the first time the children had been left alone. They told the officers and the detective that came out to the boys that being alone for hours a day at a time was a pattern since they had moved into the hotel. So she's down on her luck. That is understood. But the case, it will be heard in the Daphne Municipal Court. Each charge carries a possible maximum sentence of a year in jail.
Does she still have her kids?
Police released the children into the custody of her boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Now, he is not mentioned anywhere else in the story. Jesus. I don't know what his deal is, but he was not there with the kids. And again, the part that frustrates me about this story in particular...
Is the boyfriend the father?
It says boyfriend, so I don't think so. This is the fact that when they reached out to her on day one... Keep in mind, first she says she's at the store, then says she's in Tennessee, then she says she's in Atlanta, and the whole time, this is happening in Alabama. So other than the store, the cops still decided, or human resources still decided, we'll leave the kids alone for another night. So again, your story is just a recap, and Mike, you'll recover this one later in headlines. The 2 people in New York that a mother and grandfather that put a baby in a stroller, put the stroller in the back of the truck, pickup truck, and scared and took off down the roadway. We have the guy, I'm assuming in Pennsylvania, being that it has to deal with the world or the Little League World Series, who made terroristic threats to his former boss, the company he worked for, ESPN, and the World Series crew, and posted on Facebook for anyone interested. And finally, the mother in Alabama, or was it Tennessee, or Atlanta, or the store?
So, are we voting on how much the mother sucks or the state of Alabama for just leaving the kids there another night?
Man, I debated that, but I'm going to go with the mom just because she's worse. Because I think the state of Alabama, I think the sense they got was she's at the store. Sure, she's going to be a minute, but she's coming home. That seems to, I don't think they would have left the kids alone if they really thought she was in Tennessee or Atlanta. And the thing is, they never cleared up, at least in this story, where the hell she was.
That's what bugs me. And also, it's like, that sounds like, I think you're being kind down on the luck. That sounds like somebody drug-seeking behavior.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, she's, That's kind of a tough one.
It is. It really is. Dude, I'm going to ESPN. Sucks the least. Little League World Series. You're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You posted these threads. You did not have any way of doing it.
Oh, we don't know.
Well, I mean, they had to go through his home. I think the story would have said, we did find ammunition. We did find something.
Sure.
Well, whatever his mass casualty abilities are. If it was like an AR-15 or whatever. He's got something.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't say that. So in my mind, they busted his ass. He got arrested. He is a jackass. But
he did not do it. He did not fulfill his mission,
correct,
as it were.
Well, and he's obviously a threat.
Yes.
But the kid getting sloshed around in a wheelchair that could easily flip out of that truck.
The stroller
is a direct threat.
The five-year-old could have drowned.
Not to mention, you're just in a random hotel room.
And he's hungry.
So those seem more direct threats?
Well, yeah, they were in imminent danger.
That's a better way
to put it, right? Like, the guy we're kind of giving the pass, Little League World Series, potentially is the worst of all.
Yes.
But because he's so stupid, and thank God
he is.
And posted his threat everywhere for the world to see, ended up preventing him from being a jackass.
So I'm going to agree with you. I think at the end of the day, that's probably sucks the least. But I think the mom and the granddad, who at least this lady in Alabama, it's like, all right, maybe she's on drugs. Like, something's really off.
Something,
there.
Yeah.
These two just seem
they
straight up.
They could have killed a baby.
They just seem straight up dumb.
You're right. No excuse
but, I mean,
for it.
I think
stupid.
We might say, like, I don't know, just like, I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud, but to even put a ratchet strap on it or something.
Something. Bungee cord.
I'm not saying you should leave babies in the back of trucks, but something.
Duct tape. But just nothing.
Jesus. Debate continues. If you like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram. All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Back at 5:08, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's new research into how the search for meaning can lead to quote-unquote purpose anxiety.
Well, yeah. What would they think?
Yeah, what was that one dude, that show? He just walked the earth. Walked the earth. That was the whole thing.
He just searching for meaning?
Yeah, it was like a famous TV show. Then the actor died having self-time and choked to death.
Oh, Carradine, Kung Fu, yeah.
Thought you were like a real dude.
That's wild, man.
That's how it ends.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay. Damn.
He never found the meaning, Mike.
He did, in a plastic bag.
That's right. He found some.
Right. Women's clothes, suffocated to death in a closet. Hey,
you search for meaning in your everyday life. You don't. Yeah. It's not something that you hunt down.
All right.
You know, take your time.
It'll get there.
That's the meaning of life. Take your time. Be a good person.
Yeah.
There you go.
And find small victories in your meanings. Maybe it's only a week away from meaningful college football. I don't know what it is for you.
Exactly.
But for other people, there's exciting stuff on the horizon.
Right. The light isn't as bright as we think it is. Still a dim light, but hey, it's better than the dark.
Right.
Enjoy the light.
I can see the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, that's right. Just over there. Let's head that way. Apparently, cats develop dementia in a similar way to humans. That's fun.
I think they want you to believe that.
Right. How would you know?
Right? They're so aloof anyway.
Well, maybe that's why old cats are a little ornery. It's like when you go to pet them, they don't remember who you are.
Yeah, something like that. Like, it's not that they're indifferent to you. They don't know who you are.
Yeah.
But again, how do you know? I feel like with your dog, you can get a better sense. But with your cat, like, well, you're never awesome.
Yeah, my one boy line is, I know that as the years go, he's just going to get worse. Because he's already irritable. Like, we got to pill him every day, and he whines about it. Like, he'll let me do it, but I know there's going to come a day where he doesn't want to let me do it anymore.
And he'll let you know.
That's right. He's already yelling at me every time I do it. He doesn't do anything beyond yell at me, but he's yelling at me.
Yeah, my brother's last dog, Rocky, was kind of a mix of a few things, or a couple, but he was kind of a bigger dog.
Yeah.
And when he got old, like, his hips were going and stuff, so we were going on a trip, and Chris had to take him to the place they're going to leave him. And he's trying to get him in the car, and I, like, walked over to help him, and he's like, get away. Ooh. And I'm like, why? And he's like, his hip is so bad. Like, if you try to lift him, he's going to bite you.
Yeah.
I was
he's gonna react.
Yeah.
There's a new fleeting TikTok beauty trend. Looking tired.
Oh, that's easy. Don't sleep much.
Yeah. Right. Just live your life.
Yeah, that's one of those ones, like, it kind of got out of fashion. Remember for a while there, like, girls in their early 20s, like, their hair was, like, gray.
Yeah, they're doing, like, the silver gray, but I'm
it's like just...
Wait.
That's coming either way.
Yeah. Right. Can we just age naturally anymore?
Nope.
It's like people with hair that shave it bald. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
You got a choice, man.
Because it's in right now. Like, no, just do your thing.
Hey, don't tell me it's in right now. I got no choice.
Yeah, right. Exactly. My condition is not your fad, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. My culture is not your costume.
That's right. It's appropriation.
Well said, Ted.
The Merriam-Webster word of the day. Put your thinking caps on. It is a C word. Careful. That refers to an advanced branch of mathematics dealing with rates of change and finding lengths and areas and volumes. Calculus.
Yeah, that's what I was.
That's where I'm going.
Y'all nailed it. It's today. Good job.
I wasn't really sure what it was, but that's the only
seemed like
math
a trick
I can think of with the C word. Like calculus.
You know why I do that? Because I never took it.
About to say, did anybody in this room take calculus?
No.
My brother took it as an elective.
I think I had pre-calculus. Ted, I know that you're a whiz, buddy.
I took algebra 2 my senior year, bro. Leave me out of this.
I think I took 1 year of pre-calculus. I was like, that's enough for me. And I liked math, and that's where I was done.
Again, my brother, when he's explaining what electives are in high school, I'm 5 years younger. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, man, there's a certain number of classes that you can choose to take.
Yeah.
And he had the GPA where he got to take 3 in his freshman year. But some of the ones you rattled off, crap, you know, like shop or claymaking. And to me, it's all about getting an easy grade. I'm like, what are you taking? One was calculus, one was trigonometry, and I cannot remember the other one. And I was just like, we're done. Ow. I mean, we have nothing in common.
If you're like me and you're not positive what it is, think Goodwill Hunting, like the board.
Yeah. But still, that didn't help.
I'm just saying, a smart dude with a board. Yeah. Matt Damon can do it.
Matt Damon.
1 in 5 students admit to using AI to cheat. Duh. Only 20%?
Admit to it.
Right.
Any way you can.
It's an easy tool.
Right.
And it's right there.
And at the end of the day, if you can use it in a real world application, guess what you get to do now? Use it in the real world.
I think your teacher would probably figure out 20% of the 20%.
Yes. Yeah, you know who the kid... You're not that smart.
You've been stupid all year.
Right.
You're dumb as hell. You don't know the answer to anything, but every time that there's an essay you need to write, like, this thing is spot on.
Right. Come on, man. All of a sudden, you can write a 5-page essay on Shakespeare. Come on.
Your teachers know if you're an idiot. They also know if you're just lazy. So the lazy kid might write a great essay. Stupid kid's still stupid.
Right.
Hey, look, I did it with a buddy a few years ago. We were watching a playoff game, and he knows sports, but he's not the biggest football guy. And his knowledge was spot on. And he wasn't talking about Aaron Donald. He was talking about the other tackle. And finally, I said, did you research this last night? And he's like, yes. I was like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going way too, like...
Good on you, bud.
I'm 67% pass protection.
Yeah, he's talking scheme. Run. Like, I've never heard you bring up scheme.
He came prepared for you, Ted.
He was super prepared.
That's right.
And credit to him.
I'm going to show off for Ted. There's a new study that references Aristotle when telling people to separate their leisure from the achievement culture that we constantly battle if you want to truly grow and heal as a person.
Wait, do what now?
Basically, it talks about...
A lot of heady stuff.
I know, my bad. It talks about the achievement culture that we live in, where basically everything that we do, we have to show everybody what we've accomplished.
And sure.
They say that, you know, people, they'll go into their leisure time with the idea of they need to brag to their friends about it in order to feel accomplished. You know, here we are in Hawaii. You're not actually enjoying your vacation. You're doing what you can to make it look like you're enjoying a vacation in Hawaii, even though you're not having fun at all.
If for 1 second you think you need to impress your friends when you're on vacation, you are vacationing wrong.
Yes.
I mean, sir, like, I might think Ted would love this, and I might text you about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing some big... I don't care.
Exactly.
I'm on vacation, man.
Nobody's living your life but you, so quit... trying to show everybody how great you're doing. Because the best people do is, cool.
I'll post it if I go to a restaurant I like.
Sure.
But generally, if I'm on vacation, like, I will text Mike just pictures of food.
Right.
And he will text me back some.
It's very selective.
Yeah.
This is something that this person will care about. My wife will think about that on vacation, which actually sounds bad saying it out loud. Like, ooh, I'm going to text Ted this, right? But it's just something you're like, yeah, that is very Ted.
Yes.
Yeah. You get an orange crush at the starboard. I need a photo.
Wait for it.
Golly. Miles, what day is it, my friend?
It is the 12th.
13th?
What time is it? It's one of those days.
The 13th.
My watch time.
That is for real. Yeah.
You're right. It is National Lefties Day.
All right.
The Mentor Top 10. The Mentor Top 10.
10.
amazing facts about left-handed people.
We're awesome.
You know what they say about left-handed people? They're always in their right mind. Turns out that's not exactly accurate. However, being a southpaw myself does have its quirks. Though living in a right-hand world, we are forced to adapt. For example, when engaging in some healthy self-care, I keep my phone in my right hand as I begin to soothe and engage in some self-flagellation. But when it comes time to hit one out of the park, I bring in my designated hitter, old righty, and it's back. Back, way back, it's out of here.
God,
the designated hitter.
He's a whiz. Thank you, VD. That was needed.
Got to sit at home with a DH.
I know. Right. You're up.
Like how he's got a designated hitter.
If I get a broken arm, I'm going to be angry.
Yeah, I broke my left wrist. It was difficult.
So here's some fun facts about left-handed people. You ready for all these, Steve? Left-handed people, they recover from strokes faster.
I've heard that. I hope to not find out.
Well, you did.
Around 90.
Yeah, but mine was.
But you did.
But they have a. But it's a different thing. They have a name for it. I cannot remember the stroke I had. We're pretty much, everyone recovers from that one. It just sucks when you're going through it.
Okay.
Yes. But I hope to never confirm that, I've gone back from a stroke better than most.
Around 95% of right-handed people have language centers in the left side of the brain, meaning a stroke often impairs speech. For left-handed people, only about 70% show left-side language dominance, with many having language functions spread more evenly across both hemispheres.
All right.
So that helps you recover a little bit faster there. Enjoy that. 39% have, they have 39% higher odds of being homosexual.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how they figured it out.
When I say sweet, I mean it.
I did not see that one coming.
Neither did I.
I did not
either. Did that guy.
Apparently, I'm doing it wrong.
You would kill it.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
That has shown that homosexual people are about 39% more likely to be non-right.
Non-right. You mean left-handed? Right-handed. You got two to choose from, brother.
Two questions for you.
No, just non-right-handed.
I'm not calling him non-right-handed. He's left-handed.
Is this the point we've gotten to? Are you left-handed? Yes. Follow-up question. Are you gay?
No, but apparently I'm supposed to be.
That's right.
I screwed it up.
You'd be good at it.
Just add one to our list. We're already straight white males, and we're right-handed.
And righties. Straight white right-handed. They live an average 9 years less than righties.
Yeah, I believe that.
You can breathe a sigh of relief as this left-handed statistic was later disproved. However, it's still widespread on the internet. A flawed 1980 study looked at the 1,000 decisions. Really? There's some flawed logic with some of this? Oh, Lordy. They looked at 1,000 deceased people from California and showed that the average age at which right-handed subjects died was 75, whereas for lefties, it was just 66.
66?
66.
Jesus, man.
Look out.
All right.
You're better at multitasking. While the science is still developing, some research suggests that left-handed people may have an edge when it comes to juggling multiple tasks. A 2008 study.
Because I sleep with men and women, apparently.
Oh, he's so busy, he's going to die soon.
I'm sexually ambidextrous.
A 2008 study by the Illinois Research Consortium found that left-handed participants perform better than right-handers when completing two tasks simultaneously. So there you go. You're more
yet neither of them getting it done correctly.
Right.
Lefties, more likely to be dudes.
Dude, like what? Like dude?
No, or men. They're more likely to be male. According to the 2008 study,
I'm picturing, I'm like, what do you mean? Like we're going to dude ranch or
23% more men are left-handers.
I have heard that. I don't know why.
We just do it better.
I don't know that I've met a left-handed woman in my life. I know they're out there. I'm just saying, for me, like, everyone I've met, I'm left-handed too. It's always a guy. My son's left-handed. My brother's left-handed.
Right. Yeah.
Right? VD's left-handed.
Right. VD's left-handed.
There's another left-handed.
Trying to think if I know any left-handed ladies.
You would know.
Yeah. Whoa. It's from the other
you
side.
Whoa. You want me to go where?
Yeah. Cool.
More likely to suffer language problems. You might have heard that left-handed people are more likely to have language problems, but that's not exactly true. Some research has
our
shown...
Our language is spread out over the brain, so you retain your language better after a stroke, maybe because we're already speaking like crap.
Right, it's just bad language already.
We can't tell.
Some research has
shown... feel fine.
...a small link between non-right-handed people and having issues like dyslexia or trouble with schoolwork. Why do they keep saying non-right-handed?
Left-handed!
Is there a third one that I'm missing?
Apparently... Non-right-handed people.
Lefties tend to reach puberty 4 to 5 months later.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. It was reported that left-handed boys tend to reach puberty approximately 4 to 5 months later than right-handed boys, although full bibliographic details are not available of that particular study.
So I just don't, there's always two or three dudes.
They're like already rocking a full stack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, man, that's cool.
Some amazing facts about left-handed people. The question, are left-handed people smarter? The connection between handedness and intelligence has long been debated, and the answer depends on how the data is interpreted. A 2007 study titled Effect of Handedness on Intelligence Level Students found that left-handed individuals were slightly more likely to score higher on IQ tests. However, a 2010 study, the relationship between hand preference, hand performance, and general cognitive ability, came to the opposite conclusion, suggesting a slight edge for right-handed individuals.
Because I've heard the thing about left-handers, and I go, look, 88% of the people on Earth are right-handed.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much the way everything is designed is from a right-handed point of view. So I think if you're right-handed, however you're told to do something is the way you're going to approach it. So yeah. I do think certain times problem-solving is a little more difficult. Where when you're left-handed, just to do the thing that right-handed people do, it's like, once you master that, it's easier to problem solve, depending what it is. If it's a physical thing, I do feel like left-handers do a little better.
Yeah.
If it's mental, I think you're probably about equal.
Okay. It also says here, you're more likely to use the right side of the brain for certain tasks. The brain is cross-wired, meaning that the right hemisphere controls the left side of the body and vice versa. This is the origin of the popular saying, only left-handed people are in their right minds.
Right.
Though it's more humorous than scientific. The right hemisphere is often associated with spatial awareness, emotion, and creativity, while the left is more linked to language and logic. However, both sides of the brain work together in complex ways in all individuals.
Then that is good.
Yes. More likely to suffer from sleep deprivation. How's your sleep there, Steve?
I sleep great, man.
Two bodies of research have suggested a possible link between left-handedness and increased susceptibility to sleep disturbances. Ooh. In 2002, a large-scale study found that non-right-handed individuals...
Jeez, left-handed people!
Here, it says this, found that non-right-handed individuals, including left-handers...
Well, okay, who else does it include?
Are they talking about ambidextrous?
Maybe.
They tended to be spend more time awake after initially falling asleep.
Okay. Again, who are the non-right-handed people that are not left-handed people?
The search begins.
Like, is Cal Raleigh because he switch hits?
Right? But I wonder if he'd also, like, does he consider himself ambidextrous or is it just at the plate that he's that way?
I think it's just at the plate.
Right?
Because I had a kid once that played baseball for me. He was ambidextrous. And we would get into it with the umpires as they were like, he can't pitch any more innings. We were like, but it's a different arm.
Ah.
Is that a thing?
They're
worried about wearing out your arms, so the kid can throw from the other arm. Right? That argument absolutely falls apart.
You know, Mike, it doesn't matter. He'd end up crying anyhow.
No. And then I'll leave you with this last fun fact about lefties. I'm sorry, non-right-handed people. That sounds more offensive. You're more likely to use alcohol.
Yeah, I can't argue that one, man.
A 1994 study found that about 15 to 20% of people with alcohol problems were left-handed, compared to around 10% in the general population, suggesting a possible link between left-handedness and alcoholism. Enjoy that.
Yeah, look, man, I can't deny that one.
I just thought this list was going to be a little more uplifting.
Nah.
Like, they're great at this, they're great at that.
They live a terrible life. You should hate the fact that you're a lefty.
They're pitchers in Major League Baseball.
I'm not left-handed. I'm going to start telling people I am non-right-handed.
Right. That's right. I'm sorry. I identify as non-right-handed.
Non-right-handed, yeah.
Thieves in California stole $30,000 worth of merchandise, but you'll never believe what they stole, Miles.
What'd they steal?
Tell you about it at 550.
Thanks, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, have we managed to drink in time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Hey. And the men's room knows just who it is. Hey. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. Can Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Washington State Department of Corrections. Now, 3 months ago, you might remember this, an agent was attempting to take a fugitive back to Kentucky to face charges, but the fugitive fled on the light rail at the SeaTac airport stop and then disappeared for a month before U.S. Marshals found his ass. Well, at the time, we thought, who can successfully escape police custody borrowing from the light rail at SeaTac airport, considering all of the cameras, all of the security? Well, today we got our answer. Enter 20-year-old John Nino. He was in Department of Corrections custody last night at the SeaTac parking garage. What did he do? He took off running across a pedestrian bridge on the east side of the light rail station, jumped over some railroad tracks, headed toward International Boulevard, and disappeared somewhere. Because it happened again. Now, in an effort to help our buddies, John is described as 6'2". How much do you think he weighs, Ted? He's 6'2". 154 pounds.
Whoa, he's a skinny guy.
And was last seen in a red
coat. Like a zipper.
And gray sweatpants. Yeah, I don't know what's going on at SeaTac, but apparently if you're a fugitive and you need to be taken out of state, yeah, just run, man. Just
make a run for it.
Has anybody checked like 13 coins down there or something?
No. They just grab it a bite teeth.
Probably your barbecue spot. If I scratch my testicles in the airport, there's 500 Jesus people to know it. Just all the cameras, all the security, all this stuff. I don't know what's going on, man. But it happened again.
Taking me to SeaTac. Woo, woo.
Thank God,
a free man.
Yeah, no. I get transferred there, man.
I know. Everyone's cool.
That's amazing.
It really is. It really, come on, guys. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
All right, it's going to get tested live for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.